Thank you, Waylon, for bringing us in on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We are live at Treeland Nursery in Mesa. Anybody that gets their question on air today gets entered into a drawing. They'll get to walk out of here with their own 24-inch box tree of their choice. And Christina has a question for Keith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to know how to get rid of white flies, or at least reduce them, because at this time of the year we have so much.
And what are they on?
Yeah.
Lantanas and...
Okay. Nothing you're eating at all, you know, ingesting.
It's just,
so it's just your landscape plants in general?
Yeah,
okay.
In general.
Yeah, Bonide has a couple of excellent products. There's a product we haven't talked about called 8, which is going to cover really all insects you'll find in the garden. I would... recommended application of the 8. That'll be give you a quick contact kill. Make sure you spray under the on the underside of the leaf, though, just to, because that's where they're living. And then there's also an organic option. It's an all-season mineral oil that they sell that will actually suffocate them. So both of those are great options. To be more preventative with it, there's also an annual tree and shrub product that they sell that's going to be a systemic, meaning it'll work into the roots and into the insides of the plant or tree and protect it for a longer period of time, not just for a couple weeks. So
the insecticide is in the tree. When the animal eats the tree or the leaf,
exactly right,
it kills the animal. But
yep,
you wouldn't put that on something you're eating.
Exactly.
That's your shade trees, your shrubs.
Yeah, all your general landscape plants and trees.
Now,
exactly.
When you said spray the underside of the leaf, what do you put on, like a pair of goggles and lay on your back and hold up?
Yeah, probably wear a pair of gloves. Goggles if the label calls for it. But just turning the branch over and spraying on that underside if you can is definitely more effective.
Excellent. So, yeah. And that was 8?
8, yeah, because it will be your contact kill. That'll kill them the moment it's sprayed. And then the annual tree and shrub will follow up. You can do them both at the same time.
And this size you brought out here is a 16-ounce.
Yeah, it'll come in a concentrate. There's dust, again, just like the Captain Jack's. There's concentrates ready to use, ready to spray, like you use at home. Many options to apply it.
Outstanding. Well, we have callers on hold at 1-888-767-4348, starting with first Roger in Tonopah. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. I have several large eucalyptus trees, and the recent storm has broken some branches. And I just wonder if I can leave them broken like that, or if it's better if I take a saw and cut them off square or seal them up, or what do I need to do?
Well, definitely better to make a clean cut on those and probably put a sealer on it, let it dry out for a couple days, and then put a nice pruning sealer on it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you leave it there and don't do anything, it can serve as food. You know, it's open season for bugs and disease, so they can come right in and munch all that right up and get in there and harm the tree even more. So that's where the sealer will put an immediate scab over the tree.
We appreciate the call from Tonopah. Let's move all the way to the other side to Apache Junction and bring Mary into the conversation to see how we can help her with her watering question. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I've heard that you're supposed to water slow drip 24 hours once every week or two, depending on if there's rain. And I wonder if that's really the best way to go. And then the second part of the question is that if you've got trees where you can't put a drip system or get a hose to, how many buckets of water per whatever to water?
Sure, that's a great question.
She needs one of these water use it wisely. But
yeah, we've got some handouts here. Definitely. it really depends on the tree. But, 24 hours, it depending on how fast the water is coming out, really depends on how long you need to run it for. If slower is better. 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, just depending on the volume of water coming out. But, 24 would be okay. It's not going to hurt the tree, especially if you're just doing it every couple of weeks. But just think of it like flood irrigation that people have around, in certain parts of the valley, where that they'll turn that on for so long and flood out the trees and only do it every 2 weeks or once a month, depending on the season. That would be just fine. As far as how many gallons or buckets to take out a tree without water, really depends on the size of the tree. Generally, a lot of shrubs, if they, are going to be 6 to 10 gallons of water at each watering. every week or two is okay. Larger trees are going to require a lot more. It can vary from 20 gallons up to 80 to 100 gallons.
A pecan tree, they say, needs 10 gallons of water per day per year of its life. So a 10-year-old pecan tree needs 100 gallons a day. On a 5-gallon bucket, that's 20 trips out there.
Yeah, unless you got a bigger bucket, but
that's a lot of back and forth to the hose for me. I think I'd run a drip line.
Yeah, I would too, definitely.
We appreciate the call. We have more on queue as well as several lined up on site at Treeland Nursery in Mesa. If you'd like to get on the line, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4. You. One other thing, you've brought out Repelzol. Real quick, we've got about 25 seconds here.
Repelzol is going to, it's really the going to cover the broadest spectrum of pests out there. You can apply it as a granule, as a perimeter treatment, and if rabbits or anything else or javelina are eating your plants, you can apply it directly to the plant. It's all natural. It's not going to kill them. It's just going to deter them.
They'll go eat your neighbors.
That's right.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.